Girls are taught to please and be perfect, not brave or risk-taking. Erica, a successful middle-aged woman, radiates friendliness and greets everyone with a bright smile. She works tirelessly from early morning to late evening to impress clients and colleagues. Despite her busy schedule, she always appears fresh and energetic. Erica constantly strives for perfection and aims to please everyone she meets. Erica wants to behave differently deep down. She sometimes wishes she dared to tell her biggest client she dislikes his business strategies. However, her desire to please others and strive for perfection keeps her trapped in a life she dislikes. Erica, a close friend, faces societal pressures similar to those experienced by many women. In our society, girls are often taught to fear taking risks and being assertive in choosing their own paths. They are expected to prioritize perfection to please others, rather than being encouraged to explore, fail, and take chances like boys are. This creates a stark contrast in how expectations shape young people's lives based on their gender. Early gender stereotyping. From birth, girls are often seen as agreeable and eager to please. In a study, babies dressed in neutral clothing without visible genders showed adults were more likely to think crying babies were boys. Conversely, when the babies were happy, most adults assumed they were girls. What is expected of girls soon turns into their reality. A University of California study set up a simple lemonade stand with a twist. Instead of sugar, researchers added salt to the lemonade, making it taste bad. When given to groups of boys and girls, the results showed how social conditioning affects behavior. Boys quickly said it was disgusting, while girls politely drank it. The researchers discovered that the girls kept drinking because they didn't want the researchers to feel bad. In our society, boys are taught to be brave while girls strive for perfection to please others. Bravery, not perfection, propels women's success. Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck once said, "If life were one long grade school, girls would rule the world." Getting straight A's in school isn't bad, but the push for perfection doesn't work well in adult life. Being friendly at work might make you popular, but it won't help you face sexual harassment. Having a great body might get you dates, but it won't give you the courage to fall in love and risk heartbreak. The author's personal journey shows that being brave matters more than being perfect. She excelled in school, always getting top grades, and later became a lawyer at a prestigious corporate law firm. She loathed her job. Her lifelong ambition was public service. Hillary Clinton's influence on the author's perspective. Upon learning that her idol, Hillary Clinton, lost the 2008 Democratic nomination to Barack Obama, the author was deeply upset. Having campaigned passionately for Clinton, she felt distraught. However, Clinton's concession speech became a turning point. She emphasized that one setback shouldn't halt our pursuit of dreams, teaching the author to let go of the quest for perfection. Running for Congress after leaving her corporate job exposed the author to the reality of imperfection, challenging her belief in perfectionism. Though her campaign failed, it shattered myths she once held dear. Presenting a flawless image doesn't always lead to a perfect outcome. Hoping to avoid criticism during her congressional campaign, the author focused on looking perfect with flawless hair and a polished speech. She quickly realized her mistake. Being perfect wasn't what she needed. Instead, facing criticism with bravery was far more important. Hillary Clinton pointed out in 2008 that while Barack Obama could effortlessly get ready in a suit, she had to spend hours on hair and makeup for public events. How we present ourselves matters, but it's not everything. Instead of striving for perfect appearances, facing life's challenges with courage is more effective for women. Women should see bravery as a universal skill, not exclusive to men. In 2016, the author presented a TED Talk urging women to embody bravery. Predictably, despite widespread praise, her talk faced criticism. Some male commentators in the online comments section asserted that bravery is inherently male, a result of evolution. According to these critics, women, they argued, are not biologically equipped to be brave or take risks. Historically, there's been a belief that men, like Tarzan, are brave hunters who risk their lives while women, like Jane, stay safe at home. This idea is seriously outdated. Today's society has changed drastically since then. Women's roles in society have evolved significantly. Sharon, a friend of the author, recently ended a 25-year marriage and left her comfortable life as a stay-at-home mom. She bravely announced that she is a lesbian. Audrey, the babysitter hired by the author to care for her son, fought and survived breast cancer. Defiance against stereotypes, women's courage in the workplace. Think about women who boldly speak up against sexism at work, even at the risk of losing their jobs. Doesn't this courage challenge the idea that men are naturally braver than women? The author faced a big challenge in 2017 when she took a stand against what she saw as serious unfairness. She was invited to a party celebrating the Trump administration's $200 million support for teaching computer science. Many top tech leaders would be there, but she declined the invite publicly through a piece in the New York Times. She felt compelled to oppose Trump's recent ban on refugees from 7 predominantly Muslim countries due to its discriminatory nature. When the decision went against the norm, backlash was expected. However, instead of hate mail, Girls Who Code experienced a surge in small donations across the nation. Women need a specific mindset to bravely face challenges. While everyone has habits they want to change, it's often challenging to do so. However, change is achievable with determination. Achieving bravery means breaking free from the endless pursuit of perfectness. It involves adopting courage as a habit. Women can employ various strategies to cultivate this mindset. While it doesn't happen instantly, it's more achievable than perceived. To adopt a bravery mindset, start by prioritizing your own well-being. Many women the author knows are constantly tired from balancing work, parenting, homemaking, and organizing. They often prioritize others' needs and aim for perfection, which adds to their exhaustion. Health for women's bravery. Being a modern woman often leads to burnout. It's hard to be brave when you're always exhausted. Bravery needs strength and energy, so women must stay healthy, mentally and physically. Get enough sleep, meditate daily, and stick to a gym routine. Keeping yourself energized prepares you to adopt a brave mindset. Challenge yourself daily by facing fears head-on. For instance, if you're always hesitant to speak up in meetings unless you're certain it's a brilliant idea, change that. Decide that today you'll speak up even if your idea might not get much attention. The more you practice courage, the simpler it becomes. Seeking feedback from peers is a valuable challenge. Many women striving for perfection avoid criticism, yet improving requires stepping outside the comfort zone. Instead of waiting passively, actively seek feedback from colleagues. Ask them how you can improve. Over time, you'll get into a flow where you're always looking for feedback. This will help you constantly improve yourself. Sisterhood and resilience build courage and growth through failures. Shirlane Flanagan made history in 2017 by becoming the first American woman to win the New York City Marathon in 4 decades. Shirlane Flanagan not only broke a new record but also sparked the Shirlane Flanagan effect, motivating other female athletes to support each other. Now, Flanagan and her team rank among the world's top long-distance runners. Flanagan and similar women are on Team Brave. When women join forces, they can achieve remarkable feats and encourage each other to be courageous in what the author terms strong sisterhoods. This is crucial in today's era of bitch culture, where women often engage in more hurtful behavior like gossip, sarcastic remarks, and manipulation behind the scenes. Instead of slowly breaking down the sisterhood, go out and back up your fellow women. You don't have to win a marathon. Even small acts like speaking up against sexist comments aimed at other women can make the sisterhood stronger. Join the sisterhood of strength, facing a challenge. Now that you've signed up for your daily bravery tasks and become part of a strong sisterhood, here comes some tough news. Bravery means taking big risks, which can lead to failure. Knowing how to handle failure is key, whether it's losing an election like the writer did or messing up a job interview. After any setback, it's natural to feel down. Take a few days to unwind and binge-watch shows, but limit this to 3 days. Then, it's time to turn things around. Instead of dwelling on failure, celebrate it. Failing means you dared to try. So, celebrate that bravery, even if things didn't go as planned. Now is the time to review, assess, and adjust. Understand what went wrong. What exactly happened? How could you have handled it better? What are the consequences of your mistakes? After analyzing the situation, step back and view it from an outsider's perspective. Try to see it through someone else's eyes. you might gain new insights. To move forward, reflect on what led to your failure initially. The author's ambition was to impact change by running for public office. When that didn't work out, she found another way to make a difference. She started Girls Who Code. Key points. 1. Girls are often taught to please and seek perfection, limiting their ability to take risks and be brave. 2. Early gender expectations shape behavior, pushing girls toward compliance and boys toward assertiveness. 3. Perfectionism may help in school but hinders real-world success, where courage is more valuable. 4. Breaking free from perfectionism involves facing fears, seeking feedback, and prioritizing well-being. 5. Sisterhood and mutual support empower women to overcome challenges and build resilience. 6. Failure is a chance to learn, grow, and develop the courage to try again. 7. Courage, not perfection, is the key to facing life's challenges and achieving meaningful change.